Thank you. Going into a 10 o'clock hour. I want to sit down right now, kind of chill out, kind of have a little bit of us time in the studio. We got Tim Shepard, a great guy, former VBA employee. Means he was down there, you know, taking all the claims, talking to all the guys, doing all this stuff. He's also a paratrooper. I want to give everybody a heads up. 10:25, we should have Stu Steinberg, our Vietnam vet rep, segment. He's going to call in. Stu's going to light up the microphone as he always does with his wonderful demeanor. And we love that kind of stuff. So the grumpy old guy will be here in a few minutes. But right now we got Tim Shepard. And Tim, you've been listening to the show all day. And one thing that's been coming up over and over and over again is burn pits.
Right.
Burn pits. So let me get your perspective on this. I know you know a little bit. I know you've taken a few claims on this. And at least I'm guessing. Now you have a business that's handling claims and trying to help guys out. A little bit about your own background before we start. You served in the military. You're a paratrooper. You got out. Still wanted to help the guys. Just give me a quick down and dirty on that.
Got out and started working at the VA. I was a medical NCO in the 82nd. And started at the VA as working in the warehouse. You know, I was like, hey, if that pays better than shoveling papers, I don't mind moving boxes. And eventually we ended up over at the VBA, got hired there to work in public contact. You're one of those guys that I got to had the privilege to help. And
yeah, for those that don't know, the reason I have this relationship with Tim Shepard is because I definitely know he's down to ride. Why do I know that? Because he was the guy that helped me out. When I walked in, I had to pay my PTSD do my PTSD claim. It was very difficult. He took the time and he started talking to me about things like intrusive thoughts when I had never heard that before. I thought I was going crazy. And when it came down to that question, like, okay, what was the trauma that caused your PTSD? And I was like, you're kidding me, right? I mean, how about 2005, 2006? I don't even know. Do people come in with an incident? I mean, I don't understand that. And so really, it was kind of hard to pick. And to me, it was a very ambiguous question. And I couldn't do it. And if I would have walked out of there, I probably wouldn't have done it. And but he was like, no, just I got you, man. Just sit down. And he actually wrote it out for me because, quite honestly, I was not capable of doing it. The bar was that low for me at that time. So guys out there, if you're in the same place, trust me, it can get better. And for those warfighter brothers that are out there helping your warfighter family, you know, God bless you, because that made a big difference in my life because I ran into Tim. And so keep doing what you're doing. Do the right thing. Sorry to interrupt. It's your interview right now, but I wanted people to understand how important that is. So go ahead and take it from there.
Well, so, you know, I worked for the VBA for years. And as you know, this is the regional office here in Reno is number 54. 54. There's 54 regional offices, and Reno is number 54 as far as quality, processing of claims and things like that. I eventually ended up leaving the VBA and worked for the state of Nevada for a while doing a rural outreach. And I started Veterans Claims Consultation here in Reno. And based on veterans contacting me, I had so many veterans contacting me and saying, you're the guy that knows this stuff. I've heard, you know, I've gotten your name from this guy or another guy.
Yeah, I was trying to find you for like 2 years.
Yeah.
And then I was dropping my cards at the VA and they just weren't going anywhere. And then because I really knew you'd be a good contact. And how it happened is Tim walks into the studio and says, hey, I got this thing going on. You think I can get some airtime? And then Sean says, hey, give Boone a call. And I didn't remember. I was like, Tim Shepard. I know that name. And then I heard his voice. I'm like, hey, you're the guy, you know, because I can't remember names, but I got a real thing about sound. I can pick up people's voice patterns, and that's how I actually recognize people is by voice patterns, not by name or visually. And so Tim and I hooked up, and then next thing you know, hey, have a seat. Let's talk about
it. Right. And, it's – the business is awesome. I've been hooked up with some 501c3s through my company and to help veterans pro bono file claims to get them started in the claim process. Mm-hmm. So it's been a real blessing. It's been a real blessing, and things are really taking off. Local attorney firm, Joey Gilbert Law Firm, they sit on the board. These guys are outstanding. His father is a retired Marine commander.
I love that.
Warren Gilbert, yep. And Joey Gilbert's stud. We all know him here in Northern Nevada. He's a boxer,
right.
Attorney. So things are getting done. Things are happening. Business is really taking off. Veterans, if you've been denied a claim, and it's still in the appeal process, that's what I do. That's the pay side. But I do a lot of pro bono. Get it done right. Get it done the first time. But you're still dealing with the VBA, and the VBA is the 800-pound gorilla.
Right.
You know, you can't control it. All you can do is work it. And that's what I do. That's what I do.
So you're like one of those guys that works for the IRS for a number of years and turns around and becomes a private tax attorney and helps people out because they know the system. You do that not only as a veteran, but also as a former employee of the VBA, and now you're helping guys with their claims, initial claims, and then also if they have appeals, because you know the insight.
Absolutely. And that's exactly right. You know, when you go into the VBA, the VA is not your partner. And that's one of the first mistakes veterans make. When they go to the VA, they think, oh, it's me and the VA hand in hand. We're walking into the sunset.
And this isn't to say about the doctors and the clinicians and the people there. I mean, they're good people. We're talking about the system of the Veterans Administration.
Yeah, we're talking where the claim is filed. We're not talking that one of the typical mistakes veterans make is they think that the VA is one thing. The VA is not one thing. You have the VA hospital. Those are your doctors and your nurses and the great people that you know give you the treatment, do the best they
can.
And
I love the guys here in Reno.
I do too. I got my private insurance, but I go to the VA here in Reno. It's the VA hospital administration, and then it's the Veterans Benefit Administration. And that's where the veteran steps into the bear trap, thinking that they're there to help them. Those people there, they're a lot of them are good people, a lot of them are good vets.
But the system is not there to help
them. The system's not there to help them. You know, they're just trying to churn out sausage. And that's what I do is I get in there and say, hold on, let's back the truck up. Let's see what this claim's about. Let's make sure that you've done it right. Why did they deny the claim? You know, a lot of times it's a simple thing. It's as simple, it's wording. You know, the veteran worded something incorrectly. You've got people in there trying to, you know, they're churning out sausage, and they can't, you know, a lot of times they would like to sit down, call the vet and say, hey, did you mean this or that? And they can't because they're under pressure to churn sausage out, make claims, do things.
Numbers,
like
numbers, numbers.
Numbers, numbers, numbers.
Is that why? And I've heard this to be true. Tell me if it is true. And I just the last 5 minutes, I want you to talk to me about burn pits. But I've heard the way it goes is because they have to get so many files done. So if they've got, you know, what would you rather if it's about numbers? And you've got a big, heavy claim file, okay, that's one file, and say there's 40 different issues in there, that's one file. Or you can do 10 files with, one or two claims at a time, so you're putting out your numbers. So it really is it true that it makes the system more inducive to not work on the hardest claims because there's pressure on them to put out numbers, so they put out the easier claims?
Absolutely. That's one of the things you'll hear. And it's a tough thing because, you know, you got a veteran employee, he's sitting there working. He wants to do the right thing. But his manager's sitting there saying, hey, you got to get these points right here. And he's got that big file with, you know, multiple issues. And, you know, he's like, oh, no, I got to get my points. I got to get my points. I can do these over here. I can knock this out. And that one's going to have to set.
So the conditions are as such where the most needed really are not the most attractive to process.
Absolutely. Yeah. I've worked with guys come in with multiple issues. Maybe they got drug and alcohol problems. Maybe they're just recovering, like when you and I met. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're coming into the system and you don't know how to work the system, and you know the guy needs help. And that's what I do now through veterans claims consultation. You know, I sit down. I will go to the veteran's house when it's 4 o'clock and the offices are closing at the regional office.
Right.
I'm traveling to some veteran's house or meeting them at a Starbucks or wherever it has to be. And I sit down and I'll look at the paperwork. I'll take it apart. Because that's what you got to do on these claims. You got to take that thing apart.
Well, that's what's being done right now. Stu Steinberg is getting ready to come on. He's going through my file and he's like, oh, boom. Oh, man, this ain't right here. And this ain't right here. And it's not because... It's just because nobody had time to be thorough. And so now he's going back through it, and he's like, you know, you do this award, and you do this this money here, and, you know, this over here is like that. And so, you know, God bless guys out there that are doing work like this. Otherwise, it would literally go undone because nobody teaches you how to navigate the system.
Right.
And you've got people with cognitive issues trying to navigate the system. I hate that they put everything in writing at the VA because for some of us, we can't read. You know, with TBI, guys with TBI, it's very difficult to read. Reading comprehension is very poor. You know, I'm good with like a text, nothing bigger, nothing with like a whole bunch of concepts because they just can't keep it.
Imagine if you have schizophrenia. How does a guy that has schizophrenia navigate the VA system? He doesn't.
Right.
If he's lucky, he gets it through.
Which can be brought on through mefloquine toxicity, and that's
absolutely
why we've seen an increase of psychiatric issues with the VA, and people aren't taking responsibility for this, and it's still really not known as much as it should, but mefloquine toxicity can bring on schizophrenia.
Yeah, it's well, schizophrenia.